Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This week, the U.S. Energy Information Administration reported that U.S. oil production rose to a record level in February, and yet the price of oil continues to go up. It's nearly $70 a barrel. Joining us now is Phil Flynn, an energy market analyst at Price Futures Group in Chicago. Phil, welcome back.
Thank you. It's great to be back in this crazy time in the oil market.
Well, and the oil prices are relatively high right now. I mean, compared to where they have been in the past couple of years, down around $26 a barrel. Now we're up near 70. What is going on? What's influencing that?
You know, more than anything, this is a good story to tell. It's really about a strong global economy. We're seeing record demand for oil around the globe. And here in the United States, the economy is hitting on all cylinders. You know, unemployment is low, gasoline demand's at a record high for this time of year, and that's all reflective of people feeling better about the economy. And when they feel better about the economy, that means that jobs are being created and companies are using more oil, and that really drives demand.
Okay, so strong demand around the world. What about the tensions in the Middle East? How much is that playing into the price?
I think it is playing into it a great deal. And, you know, recently, of course, the fear that we may put sanctions back on Iran, it really caused the market to rally. When Benjamin Netanyahu basically said Iran is lying about their nuclear program, Donald Trump needs to do the right thing and sanction these countries, that drove oil prices higher. And what's different about today than where we were, say, a couple of years ago, the global supplies have fallen dramatically in the last couple of years. So we don't have the type of oil cushion that we've had in the past that would keep prices stable if there is some type of a disruption.
Even though U.S. oil production hit a record this year?
Yes, rising oil production is historic. It's great. But it basically is not going to replace some of the reduced investment for oil production in other places around the world.
Like where?
For example, in Russia, in China, even in OPEC countries. And when oil prices broke a few years ago, major oil companies stopped investing big amounts to find more oil and produce more oil. And globally, production is actually falling from where it was just a year ago. It's fallen over 4%, even with the historic rise in U.S. production.
Now, there are many countries around the world that love it when oil prices go up, including Saudi Arabia. What are they doing to try to increase the price?
Well, they definitely have conspired, OPEC and non-OPEC countries. Russia, for example, got together a few years ago and said, hey, guess what, guys? We're going to withhold oil from the market to try to get rid of oversupply. Basically, they were running a victory lap a month ago saying, hey, you know, the global oversupply, you know, the biggest oil glut of all time, guess what? It's gone.
And what about a country like Venezuela, which is in such an economic catastrophe right now? And part of that has been because the price of oil has been low. Are they likely to see some benefit from a rising price?
No. And it's too bad. I think if you look at the history of the oil market and you look at the history of Venezuela, they squandered one of the greatest opportunities that oil-producing countries had over the last few years. And right now, sad to say, I don't see a lot of hope that Venezuela can turn their oil industry around, you know, unless there's a change in leadership.
Here in the United States, you say that demand for gasoline is high right now. What does this rising oil price mean for the price at the pump?
We're going to see prices continue to go up. Anybody that's filled up their gas tank over the last couple months realizes that prices have gone up almost every day for the last 30 days. Now, the good news is that once we get past Memorial Day, prices have a tendency to level off. Mm. You know, in the past, when we saw gasoline prices rise, you know, we would see demand pull back a little bit. And so far, we haven't had any evidence that American drivers are pulling back. So what that tells me is that even though prices are going up, because most people are working and they're making a little bit more money, they're adjusting to the higher prices. They don't like them, that's taking money out of their pocket, but we're not seeing a major change in their behavior. For example, we're seeing the sales of SUVs and poor fuel-efficient vehicles really sell very strongly. Mm-hmm. You don't see a big movement to get to Priuses and electric cars right now. And that's really a sign that, you know, the U.S. driver is feeling pretty confident about the economy and feeling pretty confident that they're going to be able to afford these higher gasoline prices.
So make your prediction, Phil Flynn. How high are oil prices going to go this year?
Well, I think in the next couple of weeks, we could see oil prices in the United States above $70. We'll probably level off at that point. But by the end of the year, there is a high likelihood that we will see oil prices get up near $80 a barrel.
That's Phil Flynn, an energy market analyst at Price Futures Group in Chicago. Phil, thanks as always.
Thank you, Jeremy.